Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild ride that is being a General Z. We're diving deep into something super important today. Building self-compassion and practicing self-care. Yeah, I know, those words get thrown around a lot, but trust me, this isn't your typical fluffy self-help episode. We're talking real talk about how to be kinder to ourselves, especially when things get tough. Ever feel like you're constantly on the pressure cooker setting? Like there's this invisible checklist of expectations you have to meet every single day, from acing those exams to slaying your social media game? It can feel exhausting, right? We live in a world that's obsessed with productivity and perfection. But here's the thing, being kind to yourself isn't a weakness, it's actually your superpower. It helps you navigate all the uncertainty, build resilience, and ultimately, become the best version of yourself. So buckle up, get ready to get real, and let's explore how to unlock that inner badass through self-compassion and self-care. First things first, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are awesome. It's about weaving in small acts of kindness into your routine, taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, going for a walk to clear your head, or simply saying no to things that drain your energy. Remember, it's not selfish, it's essential. Next up, practice mindfulness. Seriously, this one is game changer. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation, though that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you're mindful, you become more aware of what you need, whether it's a break, a good laugh, or simply some quiet time to recharge. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Imagine talking to your best friend who's going through a tough time. You wouldn't be all harsh and critical, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a few funny memes. Well, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on without beating yourself up. Remember, everyone messes up, it's part of being human. Another key takeaway, set healthy boundaries. This means learning to say no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and prioritizing your well-being. It's not about being rude or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes. You know those friends who make you laugh until your stomach hurts and who always have your back? Those are the ones you need in your life. Think about a time when you were really stressed out, maybe during an exam week or a major project deadline. Did you treat yourself with kindness? Or did you get caught up in the pressure and start criticizing yourself? Maybe you pushed yourself to the limit, sacrificing sleep and healthy meals, only to feel burnt out and drained. I know that feeling all too well. We've all been there, but what if you had taken a step back, acknowledged your stress, and practiced some self-care? What if you had indulged in a warm bath, listened to your favorite music, or taken a walk in nature? You would have felt so much better, right? That's the power of self-compassion and self-care. It's not about being lazy or giving up. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self. So, remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, especially from yourself. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every step in the right direction. Ready to make a change? This week, I challenge you to try one new self-care activity that feels good for you. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute break to stretch, journaling your thoughts, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. And remember, share your experiences. Tag me on social media and let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.